A hint of censure touched her eyes. "We've been working together on Senate committees for almost 2 years now. We share the same goals for the Republic and have the same impatience with indecision and inefficiency. I'm friends with his wife, Breha, too." Which neatly put him in his place. But he was sorry for it. He'd rather see Padme conducting an ill-advised romantic affair than pining after an unattainable Anakin. And he had no doubt that she was pining. She possessed remarkable self-control, but he was a Jedi, and he did know her quite well. "Of course," he said. "Padme, I do wish you hadn't told him of the Sith."
"You can trust him."
"I hope so," he thought, then said, "Most likely his information will prove to be a false alarm, but I am pleased you felt able to call on me," he said, letting the matter go for now. "I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but I do hold you in the highest regard, Padme. I hope you know that. I hope nothing happens to make you feel you can't call on me, if ever you find yourself in trouble." Instead of answering, she stared across the cityscape, letting her gaze rest upon the distant temple, so beautiful in the sun.
"Yes," she said at last. "I hope so too.
By the way," he added, climbing into his airspeeder, "I never thanked you for your assistance in the recent Hutt kidnapping matter. Your intervention proved crucial."
"I didn't do it for you. I did it for Anakin."
She didn't say the words aloud, but he heard them anyway, saw the stark sentiment in her face. "It doesn't matter who you did it for, Padme," he said softly. "You did it, and you made a difference. Every day you make a difference. Anakin is the man he is now because he knew you. For that alone, I shall always be grateful." She blinked a little too rapidly.
"Thank you."
He shouldn't ask. He should leave. But there was something in her eyes, and he felt responsible. "You still miss him, don't you?"
"Oh, Obi-Wan," she sighed. "What do you want me to tell you?"
"The truth." Her eyes chilled.
"Then yes, I still miss him."
"You did the right thing, Padme," he said gently, regretting the question. "And in time, the pain will fade. In time, you'll forget."
"Like he forgot his mother?"
If she'd stabbed him with a Talasian stiletto, she couldn't have pierced him more sharply, more deeply.
"Padme."
She looked away.
"I'm sorry, that wasn't fair."
"It's nothing. I know I hurt you asking you to walk away. I'm sorry." Looking back again, she managed a smile.
"Well, I won't say that was nothing, but it's in the past. We need to worry about the future."
She shivered.
"If these friends of the Republic are right, and the Sith are planning something,
then we shall deal with them," he said. "If the Sith think to destroy the Jedi, then I promise you, Padme, they'll learn their mistake." She stared at him.
"You sound so fierce. You hardly ever sound fierce, Obi-Wan. Confident. Determined. Cross even sometimes. But not fierce. Not frightening."
Firing up the speeder's engine, he shook his head. "You've nothing."